Even the other way around, sometimes something happens. You don't even know why.
Right. We don't
I had
know
a guy
why.
who stole from me,
yeah,
like an incredible amount of money. Like mamash. Like, I don't even want to say how much.
Yeah.
And you know, it was brutal. It was a contractor. He stole mamash like a lot. Like hundreds of thousands. And the bracha to that was that I ended up finding my next guy, like out of desperation.
Wow.
And this guy is amazing. Like amazing.
And the relationship's good.
Relationship's great. Whatever. Nothing's perfect, but it's like next level.
Big step
like,
forward.
I saved so much money using him. I probably made saved back whatever more. I lost, yeah. I made back 10 times more just by using this guy. And
I see that.
Menuchas and Nefesh also. It's like this guy just used to drain my cup all day long. Like
yeah, so you got a better scenario. And that's really the answer.
But it took Hashem's me time. Moving us on. Like, it was like a middle
oh, it's
COVID.
Very painful, yeah. And you want to go up, pursue it, or change it. Or
right, actually, sue him.
This, that. This. You, but the answer, which I've always been knowing, is Darche Shalom, and to just let go.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I didn't sue the guy, but
yeah, you let go, and you have to work on yourself to emes let go. That's where I'm at right now. So I did let go, but now there's the next stage of emes let go of like just cleansing yourself from any like negativity that's still associated. Just keeping it positive, and even if things seem difficult, just let go. I'll let go. Yeah. The fact that one of my YouTube channels is gone, I'll let go of it. It's fine. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all good. Move forward in life, you know.
It's a kapara.
Yeah.
Well, not just a kapara. It's I don't like that.
I never monetize anything I do on YouTube or anything like that because I don't want to have them with all the adverts and control. Yeah, I don't want to make money that way. I just don't feel comfortable personally.
Right. Oh, you don't have ads?
No, I don't do anything like that. I just want to just keep going in a straight way of sharing truth and asset without giving partnerships to things I don't agree with, you know?
Well,
it
know
might be
your,
a very pure and difficult path, but it's...
The whole world of YouTube and Mashu, because I don't even understand how it works.
Yeah, it's complicated. The main thing is that I'm just letting go. That's it. Let Hashem run this world, and I'll just be Sameach no matter what. I had for a certain amount of years a certain platform, and now move on to another platform. And thank God that I have other YouTubes. Hopefully they'll be okay, and everything will be good. I have other things. I've always tried to keep things expansive, growth orientated, and large. And then that leaves me not like I'm not only with this one thing, because if you're one thing and then someone challenges that, that can be very
yeah.
You have to keep yourself broad in everything you're doing: business, family, friends.
The diversification.
Yeah, diversify. That means in all. I believe that with Torah as well. We're learning about Chassidus right now. We're learning towards Chabad, so we're seeing that you know Chabad is a very strong derech in Mashiach, in Rotzen, in Chochmah, being a das, in his bonus, the Gadlus HaBoyre, and we have to go down that path together with the Baal HaTanya and his Masorah that was passed down, and we've seen some important Nakudas that. The Rebbe added in, the Lubavitcher Rebbe added in through the lessons in Tanya, through Reb Chaim Miller, through his students, and all the other shirim I've heard over the years from many, many, many speakers of Chabad Torah, and some even not Chabad people, but they learn the Tanya. And the idea that, or officially Chabad people, but they learn the Tanya. And the concept is that these avodas right now are very lemaisa, and even though it's in a Chabad Shita, and a Chabad approach in terms of, say, for example, his boneness, which is something which is being, we just learned, dwelling in a deep way, that it's so strong, the Chochmah being a das, that it overwhelms the right side of the heart and the Mayach with the Avos Hashem, with the Galus of Boreh, with the greatness of Hashem, and that gives you ability to be Yetzer Tov, not Yetzer Hara, to be more Davik to Hashem, and the Nefesh Bahamas is now in a state of quiet, because we're talking about Beinoni here, where he still has a Nefesh Bahamas. Like in a way that he senses it, he feels it. It's still there. It doesn't manifest in speech, action, and thought, but it does manifest in the fact that it's there. So yeah, it's a process like of letting go. It's a process of letting go of the Nefesh Bahamas, even your identity with the Nefesh Bahamas.
Yeah? Right.
You can identify yourself with the Nefesh Bahamas, not just identify yourself with business things or difficult scenarios. Person can identify himself with all kinds of stuff. So the key is to learn to identify yourself more with the Nefesh Elikus. But you have to be real, you have a Nefesh Bahamas. And what happens is that after tefillah, and this is where we're holding out, we have to read back this last line, Ava Acha Tefillah, The stalkless and mochin, the great mochin that you got, the godless from all this spotless. It's important that we go back to
it. I'm so tired.
It was aval.
Aval.
Aval achat tefila. Just before the next year. The after is go out the mochin, the galas, ain't sof bochu, hari hara, chosen, veneer, beha, halawa, smuli. So, this is the reality of being human, or benani, if halavai were benani. That we suddenly awakens after downing, after we've done that avoda of focusing on the greatness of Hashem and that ain't sof, it comes back.
Expanded consciousness. Yeah,
the expanded consciousness is stalic, it goes out, and what we're left back with is the ra fills that space, not legamre, because it doesn't go into the right side of the heart and the brain. But it awakens on the left side, which was starting to diminish, is now returning.
Oh.
And it awakens in the chalav smuli, the left side of the heart. Mistave tivis la tivis alamazer v'sanugav. And then what happens? He starts to desire the desires of this world and its pleasures. So right. Then you start wanting the pizza or whatever it is you have in the morning, like, you know.
Right. I experienced that on Shabbos. Like when I'm on Shabbos, I'm in a place of mochin the godless.
In the Shachris?
In general, just throughout Shabbos. Usually I have my high points and lower points, but my general experience on Shabbos is like that's a place good. Of mochin the godless.
That's good.
And then the second Shabbos leaves, it's like...
Oh, that is rough.
I feel physically...
My wife's like, you're in such cuntness after Shabbos. What is wrong with you?
I feel like physically I don't feel well. It's like suddenly like I turn on my phone. It's like emails and messages and... Building stuff really rough. I missed on Friday.
One of the eights is Malava Malka.
Right, I do Malava Malka.
Not just allow yourself to go straight away into the phone.
Right, yeah.
If that's good. Be such a traumatic experience.
I do a Malava Malka. I try to play a lot of music. I take out my guitar.
Music's important. I need to do that more.
I try someone told me that there's a huge Indian to eat hot bread.
Yeah, something hot.
Something hot on
Malava. Hot drink. Hot shower.
Hot bread. Hot shower. Hot bread.
Bread is an Indian because you get the derived of benching. Yeah. So right. If it's hot as well, you get the Indian.
But he was saying specifically hot bread.
Something needs to be hot. Mostly Shabbos. That's definitely true. I don't know about hot bread, but hot.
Yeah, it's maybe just hot.
Something hot. And if it's bread, bread is a suda's Malava Malka. So together.
It's best much of Shabbos added.
You get two things, yotzi in one. You get two things because you get the Malava Malka and the hot bread. I can't eat bread after Shabbos, like usually. I try, but I generally can't.
So I usually don't.
I just have some fruit and water. My body just is finished with the bread. It's so hard for me to eat bread these days. When I eat bread on Shabbos even, I get a bit bloated and stuff.
Abba!
Yeah, no. And I've tried all different types of bread. It helps a little bit when it's more the healthier
sourdough
ones.
Sourdough belt.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. But
you could eat that one.
Yeah. Anyway, the point is, it's interesting. It never used to bother me, bread, but I don't know. Yeah, just one difference with Shabbos when you do feel hunger on Shabbos. That's, remember, it's Onik Shabbos. So it's Onik Shabbos. You get every Kula Kodesh, everything gets elevated Shabbos. The problem is during the week, when you need food, now you have to do more called Birurim. You have to clarify the food that it should go to Avodah Hashem. You have to do Avodah with the food. Yeah, because the evil of the animal soul has not been sold for a dominion over the city, so this idea, when I mentioned this yesterday, we have the city, this is you, the city, the body, and the good of the divine soul is situated in the brain and is unable to implement its desire by clothing itself in the limbs of the body. So it's true, the evil of the animal soul is not the soul authority, and the reason is because the divine soul is still the sholet, in the mind and the right side of the heart. So it hasn't taken over. It's not a takeover. It's just now more manifest. It's there. So the Benini has this, after davening, after the Mochim de Gadlis is stalik, he's done his learning, he's done all his spiritual avoda, he's in a good state. And as soon as you get back into the hustle bustle of Olam Hazeh, generally you're now faced with the left side of the heart being filled up again with this Nefesh Bahamas and all its voices. You're not going to do it. Yeah, you're not thinking, you're not dwelling on, doing Averas or anything. You're not speaking about it, but it starts to awaken.
Right.
And to concentrate its attention on worldly pleasure, view, this is the problem. The normal person in the general world is figuring out how all day to fulfill those worldly pleasures. But a Benini, he's not allowing that to happen.
Right.
That's the difference. Yeah, he will not have a desire that overwhelms his actual conscious and willful thought. So what will happen that he'll have those thoughts, yeah, because he's still got an animal soul.
Right.
This is very subtle. But the Bainani keeps his animal soul in check, preventing them expression in deed, speech, and actual thought. So it's not a thought, the Gamre. This is the point, the Chiluk. This very Lamdisha, Goinisha, Sadika, however you're going to explain it, from the Balatanya, that he's explaining there's different levels of thoughts.
Right.
There's thoughts that are the clothing of Machshava Diba Maasa, that affect you in actuality. And then there's thoughts that are just passing through, kind of thing. Like they're not, you haven't identified with them. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
This is where the Eckhart Tolle stuff starts to be helpful. You haven't, I spoke to my friend yesterday, I forgot to mention, I'll phone him up again. Yeah, the idea of Eckhart Tolle, this identification with thoughts. You have to not identify yourself with these desires coming from the left side of the heart. That's the Nakuda. Then it doesn't become a real thought. Then it's just something that's, like you have noise around you in the room.
Yeah.
And you learn to focus and ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
So too with these thoughts. Then, so they don't become part of you. It's not you. It's just, it's in there somewhere. It's in your left side of your heart. It's not like it's nothing to do with you. But it's like, you know, as a human being, you go through all day hundreds of thoughts, maybe thousands, that you just ignore.
Yeah, that's the idea.
You know, like
you are not your thoughts.
Yeah. That's the Nakuda.
That's CBT therapy.
Very good. And then says the next part of the Tanya, and this is the Chabad sheet, and we mentioned it very briefly yesterday. Ki amach shalit al alev. The mach is what?
Shalit
is ruling on the heart. Chabad, Chochmah bin Hadas is the shlita. Gemar shekasev rabbi Ramana, parshas Pinchas, betoldo so, betava yitzir also. My virtue is innately created nature. I mean, this is the only way you can really deal with this world. You know, it's been marked shot out of life. Shekach notes that Adam b'todosha, for man was created from birth. Shekol Adam yochel b'tzono shebemochel isapek lemoshe beruchu tavoso shebelibo. For man was created from birth, that every person may, with the power of his will in his brain, the will created of his mind, understand, restrain himself and control the drive of his heart's lusts. Yeah.
Right.
You hear that?
Yeah.
What is it? The Kayach or Mayach? Yeah.
It's called Adam Yachal B'Ratzon Shabamocho.
And it's, remember, I used that word we just had from Rav Shlomo Shir.
Right.
The Ratzono. That strong will and that strong mindset of Lis'apek. That's almost like wrestling. He's Mis'apek. He's constraining himself, the Mosho, and controlling Baruchah Tavasa Shabiliba, which is really what we're here for. You know, if you want to explain what is, you know, what's going to bring human beings happiness. So a famous Goyish writer wrote, Stephen Cohen, I don't know how he came to this understanding. It must have been a Nais or a Gilui that he was just some, must have been a good non-Jew. But he figured out, he said, you know what the key to happiness is? Self-restraint.
Right, interesting.
That's, now who says that? From when you look in the world of thought leaders out there, no one really talks about that. It's not popular, yeah? Self-restraint is going to make me happy.
Right.
Well,
right.
I thought me getting as many, you know, scores of women and all this money and everything, that's what's going to make me happy.
Right.
No, Stephen Covey is self-restraint. Being a gibor on yourself. Covey is Yisro.
Right.
Somebody who's able to be sholet on his mind and his heart and restrain himself and control the drives of the heart's lusts.
Hmm.
So the animal soul is there lusting, but you're not letting it manifest in any serious way at all. This is a very real, like, human experience. If you're Zohar, in a good way, this is a good, positive way of being.
I'm stressing that the brain rules over the heart.
Yeah, there's the brain, the mayach, and the rotzen. Those two aspects have to work together. It's about what you want and what you think. How you're more neshamadik, your neshah nefesh alakis wants what? Godliness. Your mayach wants to guide you towards godliness. So these tivers are going to guide you away from godliness. So you restrain yourself. And you don't let it manifest in any serious thoughts, action, speech. Shalom Alis Mashalis Libo Masa Diba Machshava. Preventing his heart's unprofound expression in deed, word, and thought, like we've just been saying again and again.
Okay.
I keep mixing up the order because I keep saying speech. Because speech for me is like, I don't know. It's the Rabbi Avigdor Miller said once, many Jews can be Jewish in action. Many Jews, lesser Jews can be how they speak, but to think like a Yid is very hard. Now we're going to say a new level to remove any thought of non-godly thoughts is almost miyut shebemiyut, b'nei aliyah, tzaddik, v'ra'lo, tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik she'ena gomorim, tzaddik gomorim. The beinoni, we can, those three levushim of action, speech and thought, that we can work on.
Right.
That's what the Balei Tanya is asking us to do. So this is a very important cloud. Not every derech in Chassidus goes this way. I don't know if they disagree. They just have different shitas. That the way you deal with these negative thoughts is the sich das, to not focus on them, to divert your attention from right. them. Your das, what your knowledge, what your mind is focused in on, is sich, is away from that. La siach that is diverted from the tivers of the heart, v'hafuch legamrei, into the exact opposite direction. So you're going to learn a bit more, daven a bit more, do more ma'aseh chesed, anything more godly. You're going to do more mitzvahs. You're going to go run out instead and put tefillin on someone, or go help with the whole current war, whatever it is. You're going to keep busy. You know, a lot of these organizations during this time period, 5-6 months, so it's now almost 6 months,
yeah.
have been busy, it's been 5 months, I suppose, have been busy with getting people to doing a lot of good things. And that's good.
Baruch Hashem, yeah.
That keeps them away from all the escapism and entertainment.
Yeah.
My wife even said, she like, I know as time gone on, we've weakened on that a little bit, but she says, I have no interest really, like during this time period, to watch anything other than that's real stuff.
Right, yeah.
Like this, the will to escape, like to go on these holidays or whatever, it's less motivating, even though you need it on some level, just in terms of mental well-being and stuff.
Yeah.
But not in an obsessive way, like the way
life has become very real.
Yeah, exactly. So it's woken up people, and that is a good thing. That means that we are now in a state, and the soldiers even more so, yeah? Anyone who's a soldier is even more so in a state of realness.
Yeah.
Now, they're going to still have an animal soul that's going to want to have fun, yeah? And want things and stuff, and talk about nonsense and stuff. They're not going to be sitting there learning Gemara all day, every day, in the whenever they're not serving in the army. But they're gonna, Baruch Hashem, have tasted what it's like to be focused on meaningful life,
right?
Which is serving and protecting.
A meaningful life, path, guys.
And that, what does that meaningful way of existence manifest in? In focus on the Ratzon Hashem, and not allowing the hearts. The animal soul, which just want comfort and its needs met.
Right. Meaningful life is the, that's the name of Rabbi Shimon Jacobson's.
Also, yeah.
Meaningful people, meaningful life.
Yeah. So the principle mind over heart holds true even when the restraint of one's desire is dictated by simple logic. Without motives of holiness, the demands of the mind's logic are alone sufficient power to steer one's attention in direction directly opposed to where the heart craves. So you see that? Without motives of heart, the demands of the mind are alone. You think so?
Yeah.
Do you feel that? I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. The principle, I hear it's true what he's saying, but just on a practical level. This principle, mind over heart, holds true when the restraints of one's eyes are dictated by simple logic. Like Ben Shapiro keeps pointing out facts. Does everyone listen to him? No, I don't see it. A lot of people do, but not enough. Yeah?
Well, because you also have light. You need light.
You need the light.
The light here. It says the R.
So, yeah, that's a good point. The light needs to be included. That's where the panemius comes.
The R is really,
it's not just facts. It's panemius. It's panemius logic. It's truth. It's based on MS.
Like, I think here what he's trying to say is that your brain is step one, is your brain is able to really, you're in charge of your thoughts. So when someone sees a cheeseburger, let's say, and he goes, man, I would love a delicious cheeseburger, right? He can also, his brain is in charge of that thought.
Wow.
He can choose to eat it or not. Now, he might be starving. And the second level is that you also can then say, ah, einoid melvadai. Or you can say, shivisi Hashem lenegdi summit. Or you can just a little bit of R. A little, boom, 3 seconds. And you're just like, I'm not having cheeseburger. I'll have a shtickle fleisch. I'll have a good
kugel.
Kugel.
Kosher kugel,
a potato kugel, you know.
There's enough alternatives now in a holy way. So you're looking at it, but here we're not talking about even doing a various. Remember that.
Yapchik.
No, we're not talking about doing a various. We're talking about when you're eating the kugel, getting caught up in Taiva's Olamazer. You understand? You didn't do an Avera.
Right.
You're eating a kugel, but you're in the kugel. You're not just serving Hashem. You're not making a brocha and thinking about how I'm going to use this for Vodas Hashem, where you're saying Torah while you're eating.
It's much easier. It's just more subtle. A lot more work.
Yeah, it's more inner. Because you have to check yourself what you're eating this for. What are your kavanas? Are you mivara?
Right.
Kedusha Zechila, Kedusha Zebris, Kedusha Zenayim. These are all very subtle things. But the point is that the Mayach is Sholet.
Shema'at or Gashmi Doche. Right, a little bit of light.
I like that you bring the light aspect.
That light towards a meaningful light.
Okay, he's going to bring it now in the actual tanya.
Let me just read this guy here. It goes without saying that wisdom is preferable to stupidity. There you go. You see, it's deep stuff here. And light is preferable to darkness.
There we go.
Eclectus.
It means Kohelis.
Yeah, Kohelis comes to teach us the dynamic through.
Yeah.
Which wisdom dispels stupidity. When you light a small candle in the large dark room, right, you can see the light.
Yeah, we're going to read it in a tiny. We haven't read it yet. We're going to read it now. Prat al sada kedusha. If this true, whatever his motives is true, particularly in the direction of holiness, kedik siv, and this now brings the pasuk from Kohelis that you were mentioning. Ve'isi she'esh yisron l'chachma min ha'siklis, kisron or min ha'choshech. Then I saw that wisdom surpasses folly as light surpasses darkness. This is the Tanya himself. So Chaim Miller is now just explaining it. But the point is that it's brought from the Tanya.
Kemaimer Rabbi Sin is according to the Racha, right?
Yeah, you get to a level where your Chochmah is bigger than the foolishness. The awe is bigger than the Hoshech. You're into the light, you're into the Chochmah, you're into the godliness. More than you're into lack of godliness, the Nefesh Bahamas.
Will is to have.
Perish Kamasha, or Yesh Lo Yisron Shlita Mamshala, Allah Choshech. And this means that as light has a priority, power has dominion over darkness. Because, like you said, when you bring light into a room, what happens? It lights up the darkness. Right. So, who wins? The light. Okay, so that's what we need to do. Bring the light of Chochmah into
Just a little bit of the light, it just dispels that whole lie.
Yeah.
Right.
Shemat or Gashmi Docha Harbi Mina Hosha. This is the famous.
And you can my friend did
a song
about
this. Matt Mina Or. He has a whole song about it.
Who?
His name's Eliezer Kosri. It's called Matt Mina Or.
Matt Mina Or.
Docha Harbi Mina Hosha. He's got a whole song about it.
Yeah.
A little bit of light. Yeah, I can send it to you after show. I'll put it
just
in.
Just a little bit of light.
He's made a whole new album.
There needs to be I feel like there's a song that.
I know on YouTube, and then
little
also,
bit of darkness.
There's a whole story that he didn't pay for the distribution for 1 month or something.
Who is this?
This guy, Eliezer Kosri. He didn't pay for that month.
Yeah,
and
what happened?
It got removed.
They hunted him down.
Those
YouTube gangsters.
Yeah, I need to get rid of
my
this.
My kids watch these dumb movies.
What? From the YouTubers?
Yeah, there's some of these stupid YouTube stuff. Like, there's these. I guess because YouTube itself makes money, these guys give out money.
Yeah.
And so they watch some of it. This guy's like, oh, I'm going to give out $10,000 to anyone who, you know, slams their head against a wall.
Sure.
And my kids are like baffled that someone would do that.
Yeah, so we need to now, what we're going to look up? Eliezer. Kosoi. And he has a song, At Mina Or. I'll play it here.
Where was he? Where is he?
He's an old friend of mine. He's a Breslover. And Baruch Hashem, he's a good guy.
You ever hear Avishai's song?
Mm-hmm.
Adam Kadmon?
No. Here we go.
Is this him?
Yeah, you had to. He put up a few different versions.
Oh, look at this guy. What is he talking about? Delikatessen, Brian. Yeah.
This is the song.
Oh, see, he's a Chabad guy too.
No, he's Breslov. He goes to Uman every year. He's a very big Breslov. One of my oldest friends. I helped make a shit of him and his wife. Yeah, he works for a bad yeshiva. He's a good guy. Yeah, but that's what we just said, this line.
Yeah.
A little bit of light. Is Docha what?
Yeah.
I've been sharing his content for years for free. I help people like this. I just believe in it.
Wow.
Here and there, it's gone. There's been all kinds of issues recently because a lot of the content got taken down because it wasn't paid for. So, Dr. Shem, look, it's coming back. All the music albums, I'm putting it back slowly, slowly. Everything got taken down, I'm returning it week by week because I believe in helping people. Okay, anyway. It's a little physical light banished a great deal of darkness, which is what I live that way, honestly. If it wasn't for this concept, I'd give up and go and game over for me personally. Right. My sleepless. Only thing that keeps me functioning in this world is this concept, because I know I'm not like famous, I'm not powerful, I'm not any of the things of this world that people pine for and want. You know, I don't have any of that stuff. I'm even in a shul, I'm a gornisht, yeah? But the good news is, a little bit of light, doche a lot of hoshech. So it doesn't matter. I'm generating my little bit of light in my little corner, and that's what we're here for. How does it figure in the greater picture of being Mashiach and all the large stuff? We spoke about Rosh Hashanah today. I don't know, but I'm doing what I can every day. We can we improve and step up? Probably. But it doesn't mean that we have to, like, not give recognition for the little bit of light we are generating, because it does doche harbi min hoshech. It's a little physical light banished gate of darkness, which is displaced automatically, inevitably, with any without any effort on the part of the light. It just does. It's memela. It's memela is a concept of it. Just does it. You don't have to go and, like, you know, start analyzing. Did I doke the hosher? How I doke the hosher? You just keep generating light. That's a big shita. Kan nitchav memela sichulas harbe shall klipa sitchu achav smoli. This is a beautiful concept, very lamaisa. It says, driven away automatically much foolishness of the klipa and sitchu achav so located in the left part of the heart. Gemara Rizal, ele imke niknas baruch shtus v'chilu. Because we know, how do we get involved with veiras? When a man does not sin unless the spirit of folly enters him.
Right.
It's all about this ruch shtus. Yeah, when you get angry, it's usually ruach shtus you let take over.
So he has here a delusional, I love the way he says it, a man will not commit a sin unless a delusional spirit enters him.
Delusions, demyonis, you think if I do this.
We would say ruach shtus is like stupidity.
No.
I like a delusional.
Yeah,
and then he has a Hasidic thought. Want to hear Hasidic thought?
Yeah, please.
My desire to sin arises from my animal soul's delusion that I am a separate fragment, dislocated from the energy of Hashem, of God, that lies behind all creation. That was Eliyahu HaNavi. All right? That we're dislocated from Hashem's creation, from the creator, that we're dislocated from the energy of Hashem, lies behind all creation. Delusional spirit may render me temporarily unaware of my connectedness with Hashem and my intrinsic oneness with every other person. But just as light dispels darkness, a lie soon becomes self-evident once true reality begins to emerge.
Yeah.
It's a delusional spirit. We start to think we're separate. We start to think we're not part of Hashem. We start to think that we're not part of Am Yisrael. We start to think that we are just our animal soul and there's nothing else more than our animal soul. That's a delusional spirit right there. And we just get a little bit of light. You give one matbea in tzedakah, a shtickle coin in tzedakah.
Smile.
You give a smile, a shmeichel.
A happy moment.
You kill an Arab. All these things brings a little bit light into your life.
Not stum, but you know, in the case of killer Hamas, let's say
killer Hamas guy.
That's better. Thus, our sage described desire of the animal soul as folly. Hence, it automatically banished by the wisdom of the divine soul that is in the brain. Which desires to rule over the city. So what happens? You have this animal soul. You realize that it's shtiot, it's shtusim.
Is this bit, right?
And then by the wisdom of the divine souls in the brain, which what? The desire to rule alone over the city.
Oh,
the body. You, the person. Pervade the entire body by means of its aforementioned three garments. Shehem, what are they? Machshava diba maisa. Shatarik bits of the Torah canal, like we learned already. That brings us back to the three levushim that need to be immersed in what? In the Torah mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs. That's where your body, your mind, your action, everything needs to be in what? In the Torah mitzvahs. It's Baruch Hashem. So this is really, really gewaldic concepts that in the Beinoni. This is all to do with the middle, in-betweeners, or what do you say? Was in-betweeners or the intermediate man. The Beinoni, the desire for the divine soul in the brain, that is alone pervades his thought, speech, and action. Hence, his entire body controls the lustful desires, which the animal's soul arouses in the heart. Moreover, it prevents that actual expression because of the natural supremacy of mind over heart and of holiness over evil. As the divine soul of Benny indeed dominates as every area of practical expression, alone dictates every thought, word, and deed. Why is it not considered a tzaddik? So that comes back to the question before. Why is he not considered a tzaddik then? He's never letting it manifest.
Right, because it's still there.
Alpha P, Cain, like you just said, ain't Nikra tzaddik klal. He's not deemed tzaddik at all. Penei she yisran hazeh shel or nefesh alakis alachosh v'sikla shel klipa nidachim imela. For this dominion, the dominance of the light of divine stars over the darkness, and for the klipa, the animal soul, which also dispelled, ainu ela b'shosh levusheya. Now, it's only on these three clovings on Machshava Diba Maaseh, and when on getting to that level of manifestation of reality, not inner, inside is still there.
Doesn't do the inner job.
Lo mamusa smusa shamusa smusa shal klipa. But the essence of core of the divine soul doesn't dominate over the essence of core of the animal soul, right, deriving from the klipa. Ki mamusa smusa shal nefesh bahamish be klipa mechalas moli lo nitcha klal mekolam ubeinani. The essence and core of the animal soul originates klipa, which is lodged on the left side of the heart, but remains undisturbed. Still there. Achre tefila she'en rishbi eish shahavas Hashem is galus liba b'chalo yamini. After the prayer, when he has a burning of God, is no longer in a revealed state in the right part of the heart. He's no longer on fire for Hashem. Kiyim toka rotsu v'hava b'storis. Rather, the love only on the inside heart isn't laid with hidden love, meaning Ahavas Mr. Teres, that's most of us are walking around with that. Ahava Mr. Teres, the hidden love. She Ahava Tevis, Sheba Nefesh Elikis. This is the natural level of love. We're going to go on very much into this Ahavas Mr. Teres. This is a very important aspect, this hidden love. This is what we live with usually. The Nefesh Elikis has a hidden love.
Right.
Then after prayer, when the God of love is no longer revealed, the love of God is no longer revealed in the heart of the Benini, it's possible the folly of the wicked fool to reveal itself in that part of the heart. Yeah, this what would he say, the delusional part? Yeah, is that what he uses, the word delusional?
He says delusional, yeah.
The delusional spirit comes and gives us all kinds of delusions. But it's, once again, it's not manifesting in our action, speech, and deed, and thoughts. It's avos tavil lakol enyani gashmis olam hazeh, craving all physical matters of this world, bein beheta bein beisa chas v'shalom, craving whether permitted or not. Ki ilo lo lis barakas, as though he had never prayed. Ela shebedava isa eino ola bedasa lasos isa b'pal mamish chas v'shalom. His craving is limited only in the case of for a primitive manner. It does not enter his mind transgressing. It's quite a frustrating thing. Because you've done all this effort and davening every day. You're davening, you're going out Mitzrayim, like we said, that's the Moshe Lei. Going out Mitzrayim every day, getting the Torah anew. It's a fresh day. It's Mitzrayim Kol Yom. That's what the Balatanya says. So you're in a state of godliness. And then, because we're Halavai Benanim, comes back the Halav Smoli and the Nefesh Bahamas, and you heard the word. He says, as if you never prayed. Suddenly, the Rishima is like, the only time you awaken it again later in the day is Mincha Marav, and maybe some learning you do. But the rest of the day, it's sort of, you know, got this Nefesh Bahamas, but you're not letting it ever, ever come out in an actual Issa, to go do an Avera.
Right.
That's the big Nakuda, a real Shema Torah Mitzvah Beinoni. He's never going to actually manifest.
Like an example I was like thinking of just now is, it's like Yom Kippur. You go, you're in shul all day, your mamish, you're flying.
Right.
You have a good Yom Kippur. You know, everyone's have hopefully a good Yom Kippur.
Once have moments that are difficult, but yeah.
Where you're just like, you're in a state of, you're elevated. And even if you're davening great or you're not, Yom Kippur generally, it's like you're like in an elevated state.
Yeah.
You're just in shul the whole day. You don't have your phone. You're not even like eating meals. So there's no room to like even fight with your kids or your wife, or you're just in shul. It's like, that's it. You're just in shul. You're davening, or you're just thinking about davening, or you're spacing out, but at a minimum, you're elevated. And then you're like, you have all these like, oh, this year, momish. And then Yom Kippur's over, you sit down to eat, and like an hour later, that Ruach Shtos is back in your head. Well, not Ruach Shtos, but like the Nefesh Bahamas is like waiting at the doorstep, waiting for you. The second you finish with Yom Kippur, you're like already, like you're eating, and suddenly you're like sukkahs, and you're dealing with all the Shtos, the sukkah, this, and the sukkahs. You know, it's like all the kids, and your seven-year-old who didn't fast is stuffing his face because, like, you know, everyone else is eating, and then your 11-year-old who fasts is fighting with their 7-year-old, 13-year-old's like, you're not even supposed to, you know, there's a whole fight going on. You're just like, guys, I don't give her. That's how it is. That's the way we work. You know, that's what he says here. He was saying the primordial shattering of vessels caused damage primarily to the universe's emotions.
Yeah.
That is the inner reason why the Beinoni is unable to heal the deep core of his animal soul, which is emotional in nature.
Wow.
This cosmic flaw will be healed only with the Messianic era or close to it.
Oh, Torah's Menachem, that adds in that.
Torah's Menachem,
before we get to Torah's Menachem, that's like how we'd probably have understood it. We'd say, yeah, like I can't remove this Nefesh Bahamas or elevate it Lagamre until Mashiach comes, because let's be real, being a Beinoni is already a high madrega. Yeah,
Beinoni is already pretty high up there.
For 2024. Now, Rav Torah's Menachem with the Bavitcher Rebbe, what his chiddush was with his chassidim was, no, you can do better than that. Remove it now. Right. Well, you want Mashiach now. That's you hear how that's connected to the class.
Am Yisrael will have no fear. Mashiach will be
actually affect us. In the concept of Torah's Mashiach should actually affect us now. That's what we were learning today. It should have an impact on our now,
on
our ma'asim, on our ma'asis, on our reality now. Achshav, that we should be more Mashiachic now, which means elevate to the Nefesh Bahamas now, not just when Mashiach comes. We don't have to wait for the actual Mashiach. We can actually bring that awe now that transforms the Nefesh Bahamas into Elikus. Also, the left side becomes Kulu Elikus as well, like the Sadik Gomor. You know, this is Mashiach Dik. Yeah?
This is the Mashiach right here.
We didn't finish that. But the thoughts of, he had thoughts of sins. These are as difficult as actual doing the Averis, like thinking about, you know, women's stuff, you know, like sexual stuff. Yeah, I'm not saying women are sexual, but just the sexual concept that you do with women. The part Alas Lamoicha can manage to rise to his mind, and what? The Babu Matoya Vavoda. Yeah. It's gonna distract him from Torah and Avoda. If you're thinking about that kind of stuff. That's one of the important things on Yom Kippur. If you're doing tshuva on any, say, things you did that year in that area, you have to be very careful not to awaken all those thoughts when you're trying to do tshuva. Because that's also the Eitz Hara. You have to figure
out the Inyan by certain chassidim.
How to say stuff and not like just get say it, but without
stimulating. A lot of chassidim, I remember hearing it, that like when you say the Achitz, you're not supposed to like sit there and being like, oh, one time I did it. Just plow right through it.
Yeah, move.
Just move it. That's why most of
let it do its work.
Just take the medicine.
Let the words
let the and the koach of tefillah
and the koach of the day do its work, rather than getting caught up.
Get out of the way, man. Let the medicine do the work.
Good.
That's what my shaman one time told me.
I like that.
You're blocking the medicine from fixing you.
With some Mexico or something.
Mexican. I went to Peru once.
Interesting. Kamama Rizal. Gimel Averis.
For another
ain't
time.
Adam, yeah, I'm interested here. Gimel Averis. Ain't Adam Nitzah Mehen B'chol Yom. There are three things that's so difficult to avoid. That no man is safe from transgression. What are these three things that we generally, it's very hard to avoid? And this is important, he brings this, because, you know, we're talking about Benim, never sin, never manifest. But there are going to be things that are going to manifest, yeah? It's just going to happen. What are they? Hero Avera. We are going to probably think things we shouldn't. The Ian Tefillah, yeah, which means we're not really davening properly, we're just mumbling the words. And what's the last one? Gossip. He doesn't bring it, he just says v'chulu, but in brackets, slanderous gossip.
Right.
Speaking about it. Thus, the Ben is included in the generalization that no man avoids thoughts of sin. What I was saying before about that tzaddik, the tzaddik's fine, it's the people around. But even the people put around, you know, like, it's still, maybe it's Lashon Hara, I don't know. Like, it's the whole thing is difficult. Like, again and again in life, you're going to come up with these nisyonis. How to speak about people that are toxic, difficult people in your life.
Yeah.
It doesn't come under the ghetto of Lashon Hara. So if it is Talis, you need to just get it out and work it through. And Baruch Hashem, you're surrounded by people who you trust are not going to go share it vita, and they're going to just help you work it through for Talis reasons.
Interesting here. The Tanya does not cite the Talmud's third example of a sin committed daily by the average person, which is borderline slander.
Borderline. Even more so. Afak Lashon Hara. The Das of Lashon Hara.
Since this is an activity of speech, a faculty which the Beinoni has indeed achieved full mastery.
Yeah.
It's nice. With sinful and distracting thoughts will still pop. And you're saying, I like that he doesn't include all three, because he's like, no, this one people can master. This is the other things.
What, or hero veya in tefillah.
The thoughts of tefillah. Like, sometimes during tefillah, I get so distracted. I'm like, I start saying, Aleinu l'shabach, Amir l'shama.
Really?
I've had that before.
Wow.
Not all the time, but sometimes I'm just like spacing out. I'm like tired.
I don't know where you are anymore.
My head's like thinking about work from last night, things I forgot. I'm like, Alina Shabbat. I'm like, what in the world?
Well, it's a big Jewish Yitzhar to do all your traveling and all your shopping and all your counts during tefillah. It's a big Jewish Yitzhar. Like suddenly you become a master of all those things. And the rest of the time, you don't know how to do accounts. You'd rather not even think about it. But suddenly during davening, you become very motivated to sort out all your accounts.
Think about all the things I forgot. All the unionim.
So what's the avoda? The avoda obviously is, and this is very important, if he's bringing it here in the place, in the state of a benini, meaning we're going to have these fluctuations again. It goes back to yesterday's concept of fluctuations. The fluctuations of the benini. We're going to go up and down. Our status is benini. We're in between as we're intermediate people. That's what we're always heading towards. But we fluctuate sometimes and do avarias, which means it does manifest on some level in the three levushim.
Yeah.
So we have to do tshuva. And once we do tshuva, we're back to the benini again. When we're not doing tshuva, unfortunately, we're in the realm of Russia. That's why getting involved with machlokas and all this stuff
pulls
you into a lifestyle where you're becoming like a Russia, because all the time you're talking about these people negatively. Right. That's why we got to get rid of the machlokas.
Isn't it crazy that country is called Russia? Have you ever even thought about that?
Yeah, I know. It's so in your face.
It's so retarded.
Mother Russia.
They're called Russia. Yeah. Like there's no other way to like possibly like express what they are. They're Russian. They're all Rishonim there.
Yeah, but you can't say everyone is.
Not everyone.
Good
but
Jews. Chabad came out of there. Chabad came out of there on fire.
Right, but I'm saying like, I don't think
these Torahs are written in
but the Jews that came out of there, they're not Russians. They were Jews.
Lived.
The Russians that lived there, they mamish, their blood boils for Jewish blood. Like they want to just, I was in Ukraine, I felt anti-Semitism to the next level there. Like these people,
one of my close friends married a Russian, and I think his father-in-law is a Russian, not Jewish.
Russia,
but he's a really nice guy,
and some of them are really
brought
nice.
Up a beautiful child who married my best friend, and you know there's good nakudas over there.
Some of them have done tshuva. The ones in America, let's say, they're not like anti-Semitic.
Israel as well. There's a lot of Russians in Israel. A lot.
But like, isn't that interesting that it's called Russia? That's just such an interesting, especially today. Although I don't know anymore.
Sometimes it's a bit obvious. Like Amrika, America's called Amrika. What does that mean? Empty nation.
Empty
British
nation.
Is British. They think they're the covenant of a man. Wow. You go through all the languages, you start to see that it's pretty clear what they define themselves has some depth. Yeah. Right. But it doesn't, it doesn't mean that obviously everybody, it's just a general, it's like general a cute observation. Like
Russia.
It's cute. Russia's like, it's not.
That's in your face, right?
It's cute, but it doesn't mean they're like Chas Hashem, that you puzzle a whole people. It's never good to do that.
No, we're not puzzling everyone.
Yeah, everyone's got potential. Everyone has ability to come to a good place and to have good values and to reject the negativity of their culture if they have that.
Right.
So, but the point is, in our situation, when we're talking about the Beinani, that our problem is like trying to not speak Lashon Hara is It's a very high level, but the Tanya holds you can work on that. Speech can be fixed. The idea of thinking about things is very hard level, because when it goes from a subconscious thought or a thought from the Nefesh Bahamas to actually manifest as a full-on thought that becomes an Avera, that is something which you have to be honest with yourself. Are you always holding? And that's one of the reasons why, if you look in tefillah, a lot of the davening, especially Shabbos, Tani beinu la'avdecha be'emes. All the time, ask Hashem, purify our hearts to serve you with truth. We have to keep davening to Hashem. That's where Breath of Torah comes very handy here. To keep asking, Hashem, taini amuna, as Rav Oresh would always say, give me amuna, give me a pure heart. Help me mizgab on my kas, my anger. Help me have kavana and tefillah. One of my rabbis, Rav Simai Zilberg, he always used to say, you should daven before you daven. You should have a slach in the davening.
Right.
The davening itself needs tefillah. Before you daven, you need to pray to Hashem to help you daven with kavana. The chanas for the tefillah. There are in Bel Zisida and other sidurim, they have all these special chanas of tefillahs that you say. Some people say the tefillah of the Noam Elimelech. Yeah, it's a whole thing about kavana and tefillah and melam eschus of Am Yisrael. all these kind of things we should try do. So we have to realize it's some war. It's a struggle. These parakim are about the inner struggle. It's the inner struggle. So we have to use all the tools we've got. To think about the greatness of Hashem. We have to daven for the greatness of Hashem. We have to daven for the greatness of Am Yisrael. Daven for the strengthening our elikus and weakening the nefesh bahamis. So daven that it shouldn't manifest into averis, chas shalom. We have to ask Hashem for all these things. We have to constantly ask Hashem, Hashem help us with all these things. And please God, Hashem help us, because it's a daily battle. It's a daily battle. So he says here, we can do one more line.
One more line.
However, the impression retained his mind from his meditation during prayer and the greatness and the natural love, Yiras Hashem, Avas Hashem, Mistaris B'chalo Yemini. In the right part of the heart, enable him what? Lizgabe L'sholet Al Ra'azer Mitayva Taiva. To revive the dominant, the evil's animal soul's crazing. Craving. Shalom liyot slow shleet mshala beir lahutzi tavosim akarcha lapol leslabesh ba'avrei guf. Prevents the evil from gaining supremacy and dominating over the city and carrying out its cravings from the potential actuality by clothing itself in the organs of the body. So all the avoda you did do, it didn't mean nothing. It does. It gives strength that you don't actualize this nefesh bahamis.
Yeah.
That's the benini. Even the mind itself. The hero Ra ain't lo shlita mshala lahar or chas shalom utzanu shibamocho. Furthermore, even the mind alone respects the sinful thoughts. Evil has not the dominion and the power to cause him God to think such thoughts consciously.
All right.
So Hashem, the koyach ha'marach, Hashem gives us ability.
Koyach ma'ar.
We have the ability. The marach shalat alei. We have the ability to not give in.
Chinese is chai. No.
The tzaddik can believe in us.
The tzaddik do believe in us.
We can do this.
The tzaddikim believe in us.
We have to believe in ourselves.
That's a good, I like that line, the tzaddikim believe in us.
Yeah, avas atzmi. Believe in, one of the important nekudas of Rav Sadok and tzaddikim is avas atzmi, amuna atzmi, betochen atzmi.
But saying the tzaddikim believe in us is like...
Tzaddikim believe in us. You have a Rebbe believes in you. You have a...
Nothing like
when a Rebbe... Balatanya believes in us. Even the way the Rabbitcher Rebbe believes we can change everything. Transform this world to Mashiach.
Okay.
Shabbos. Shabbos?